Blog Talk Radio.
Let me introduce myself, my name is Humpty, pronounced with a Humpty. Yo ladies, oh how I like to funk thee. And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee. I'm stepping tall, y'all, and just like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna fall when the stereos pump me. I like to rhyme, I like my beats funky, I'm spunky. I like my oatmeal lumpy, I'm sick with this, straight gangster Mac. But sometimes I get ridiculous, I'll eat up all your crackers and your licorice. Oh yo, fat girl, come here, are you ticklish? Yeah, I called you fat, look at me, I'm skinny. It never stopped me from getting busy, I'm a freak. I like the girls with the boom, I once got busy in a bathroom. I'm crazy, allow me to amaze thee. They say I'm ugly, but it just don't faze me. I'm still getting in the and I even got my own dance. People say you're Humpty, you're really funny looking. That's alright, cause I get things cooking. You stare, you glare, you constantly try to compare me, but you can't get near me. I'm giving more C, and on the floor B, all the girls, they adore me. Oh yes, ladies, I'm really being sincere, cause in the I'm a Humpty nose will tickle your my nose is big. I'm not ashamed, big like a pickle. I'm still getting paid, I get by the ladies, you know I'm in charge. Both how I'm living and my nose is large. I get stupid, I shoot an arrow like Cupid. I use a word that don't mean nothing, like lucid. I sang on do what you like, and if you missed it, I'm the one who said just grab them in the biscuit. Also told you that I like to bite. Well yeah, I guess it's obvious, I also like to write. All you had to do was give Humpty a chance, and now I'm gonna do my dance.
The Humpty dance is your chance to do the hump.
Come on. Bass groove right here. Yeah. Now that I told y'all a little bit about myself, let me tell you a little bit about this dance. It's real easy to do. Check it out. First I limped to the side like my legs was broken, shaking and twitching kinda like I was smoking. Crazy whack funky. People say you look like MC Hammer on crack, Humpty. That's alright, cause my body's in motion. It's supposed to look like a fit or a convulsion. Anyone can play this game. This is my dance, y'all. Humpty Hump's my name. No two people will do it the same. You got it down when you appear to be in pain. Humping, funking, jumping, dig around, shaking your rump. And when a doo-doo chump punk points a finger like a sun, tell him step off, I'm doing the hump.
The Humpty dance is your chance to do the hump.
I'm
Goddess Peace, Seven Woes, you're live.
All right, welcome to the Inner Awakening Radio Show. That was Humpty Hump by Shock G of Digital Underground. Definitely have to play his songs today. All right, well, I am your host, Goddess T.
I'm your host, 7.0.
And we have a special guest on the show today to talk about cloning and rituals. So we're going to get into that. But before we get started, you know I have to give a shout-out. So Shock G was a legend. He also, as you know, discovered Tupac. So just, you know, just great things. Everything that he does. I just love all his songs, first of all. But definitely Shock G, rest in heaven. We're going to get back to our interview. And we're going to play Digital Underground, same song.
Damn, I didn't see it.
Been all around the world.
Get naughty, get my rocks on. Eat popcorn, watch you move your body to the pop song that I'm singing. Ding-a-linging, funky beats ringing. Everybody swinging in the place as I kick the J-A-Z-Z-Y style. R&B, mixing it with the hip-hop swing beat. Champagne in my hand, it won't be long till I'm gone. It's just the same old song.
It's just a freestyle, meanwhile we keep the beat kicking. Sweat dripping, girlies in the limo eating chicken. Oops, go get the grease on your pantyhose. I love you, Robo, move over, I gotta blow my nose. Sneezing, but so I'm pleasing all the slimmy. Pull out my Jimmy, time to get busy with a Jenny. If it's good and plenty, don't you know? There I go, there I go, there I go. But I don't go nowhere without my gym hat. What I'm rapping is if she's stopping, then I'm strapping, cause I'm smarter than that. And then, girly, maybe we can get along. Cutie after cutie, it's just the same old song. It's the same old song, y'all. It's just the same old song.
Money dick, the freaky dick, the squeaky dicky up and down. Well, as a matter of fact, I'll be right back, I gotta take a leaky. So I'm draining, entertaining, but I got fame and the bases I touch. Too much for me to try to be naming. Ayo, he saw me on cable and grip. I busted in and I was going to win. Like Clark Gable back in Oakland, it's the same old song for 40. Shorty, same freckles and hat, drinking the same 40.
Hypothetical, political, lyrical, miracle whip. Just like butter, my rhymes are legit, cause I'm a Humpty. Not Humpty Dumpty, but Humpty Hump. Here a hump, there a hump, everywhere a Humpty Hump.
Shut up and just listen, not dissing, don't get me wrong. But to me, it's just the same old song. So just watch, cause my name is Shock, I like to rock and you can't stop this. Tupac, go ahead and rock
now
this.
I clown around when I hang around with the underground girls. Used to frown, say I'm down when I come around. Gas me, and when they pass me, they used to diss me, harass me, but now they ask me if they can kiss me. Get the fame, people change, wanna live their life high. Same song can't go wrong if I play the nice guy.
Claiming fame must have changed now that we became strong.
I remain still the
why
same,
too?
Cause it's the same song.
Same old song, y'all. Yeah, can't shut up. Yeah, don't stop. It's just the same old song. Give it to me, yeah, don't quit. Yeah, Humpty Hump in the house, y'all. And you know what? It's the same old song.
Goddess T, Seven Woes, you're live.
All right, we back. So, do we have our special guest on the line, Ms. Osaru?
Yes, I'm here. How are y'all doing?
Doing good. I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing excellent. It's a pleasure to be on the Inner Awakening.
Thank you. Thank you. And welcome to our show. So we want to just, you know, do a little tribute to Shock G, of course, in light of, you know, everybody knows about what happened. You know, he was dead in his hotel room a couple of days ago. But I noticed that you posted on Facebook some interesting stuff regarding his death. So before we get into that, I want you to kind of tell the listeners, you know, just a little bit about you and what got you into researching cloning and gematria and things like that.
Excellent. Yes, my name is Ani Osaru. Basically, I've been into metaphysics for about a decade now. I'm the author of a 5-star book on Amazon that you can purchase called The Blueprint of Darkness. It's a premise on the beginner's guide into metaphysics. I'm a student of the great Bobby Hemmett. He's the one who introduced me into metaphysics. And I've been a spiritual consultant and also a what we like to call a reality engineer for several years now. And has led me into research into the cloning phenomenon. What is
right.
The cloning phenomenon? What is Kabbalism? Everything is controlled through the Kabbalah, which is how creation formulates from a spiritual sense into a physical sense. And the science of cloning is the same science of Kabbalah, gematria, and ritual, which is all connected to what happened to Shock G and a lot of deaths that have been initiated in the last couple of years.
Correct. Very interesting. So can you maybe share a little light on what is gematria?
Well, it's basically called play in the magical circles, the magical lodges. What it is a way for the magician to synchronize how numbers play as symbolisms in Jewish mysticism, which functions in a system that God built the world with numbers, symbols, and letters. And if you can break the code down, you can see what's being orchestrated in the realm based upon what is natural of what's occurring in the realm. But the magical orders, they use something called play. And play is basically a system of ciphers, different number ciphers, like A equals 1, B equals 2, C equals 3. There's reverse ordinal. There's different ciphers where you can go backwards, but you can use people's names, and you can add up the numbers, and you can figure out when secret societies are doing things with rituals with different entertainers, actors, rappers, politicians, and many other people. The gematria is all over the world. In actuality, if you look at the movie Get Out, the family in the movie Get Out name is Armitage. That's the last name of the white family in there. If you do an anagram, if you scramble the words of Armitage, take the G at the end, put it at the beginning, and scramble the words, you get gematria. So they were trying to say to get out of gematria. But yes, all of these things are relevant.
Of DMX and Shock G just so happened to be, you know, in the same month.
No coincidence at all. And I want y'all to understand, I've been following all of these deaths for a very long time. I have a Patreon that I can plug at the end of the interview where you can follow all of these things going on. There's no coincidence he died in Tampa. He died in Tampa, Florida, and the Super Bowl was in Tampa. Also, murder equals 83 in gematria. It equals 83, 38, 79, and 34. You will see a lot of these NBA players and NFL players with these particular numbers. Also, the NFL announced that they're going to single-digit numbers now, or you can wear a single-digit number if you're a wide receiver or – you will start to see the gematria more at play because of that. But another wide receiver, Vincent Jackson, who wore the number 83, died also in a hotel in Tampa. Now, Shock G is known to bring in, Shock G was known to bring in Tupac Shakur, which connects the whole Chadwick Boseman thing. And I explained that, if you would let me.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, Shock G wears a artificial nose. In Kemet, the Egyptian god Bast, or Bastet, was a cat goddess. And there, in the study of metaphysics, there's something called clairaliance. The coronavirus imposes something upon the body called amnosia. Amnosia means that it cuts off the sense of smell. Have you ever heard of, they say that coronavirus will cut off the your smell and your taste?
Right.
Have you heard that?
Right.
Okay, yes. So the racism of knocking the nose off the Sphinx is correlative to the death of Shock G because he wears an artificial nose. The clairaliance is a ritual, basically, to cut you off because the only sense that contains the link to your soul's existence is your sense of smell. And your sense of smell cannot be hijacked, deceived, or manipulated. And there's layers of this in the spiritual technology in our body, but the physical nose is something to basically look upon who is what race. You know, Africans are defined to have bigger noses because we are in hotter climates, or our genetics come from hotter climates, and the nostrils
right.
need to be bigger to cool the body down. The nostrils need to be bigger. So that's why they could identify who the pharaohs were through the nose. Now, Shock G, the connection to him is that he brought in Tupac, and Tupac, in the Black Panther series that you they started in 2018 with Chadwick Boseman, in the comic book, the name of Black Panther's, the person who created Vibranium, the suit that he wears, is a god named Bast, just like Bastet and Kemet. Tupac's family is associated with the Black Panthers.
Yep.
Tupac's mother, father, have y'all heard that before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and Shock G brings in Tupac. The first time we see Tupac, he's wearing African attire. Coming
That's right.
into the rap game, we had never seen Tupac before then. And it was in a Shock G video.
Mm-hmm.
And today I'm going to prove to you that, well, maybe not prove, because some people may disagree, and a lot of people tend to disagree with things they've never heard before.
Right.
But if you look at the biggest rapper in the game, his name is, well, one of the biggest rappers, his name is Pooh Shiesty. Now, I don't follow these young guys too much, but there's a lot of young people that do follow me, and they keep me up.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, he has he's famous. He's on Gucci Mane's label, 1017. And he has the number one song. I don't know if it's number one now, but it was number one the first 3 months of the year, January, February, March. He had the number one song called Back in Blood. That was the number one song in the country. And the song features the Chicago rapper Lil Durk. And the emphasis of the song is that the same day the song came out, the rapper King Von died in Atlanta. And he was a big rapper in the game as well. He was the last storyteller of the young trap rappers. Yes. So
interesting.
Pooh Shiesty, look up a picture of him and look at Shock G, and you'll also see Pooh Shiesty
like
posted. It looks just like him. And Pooh Shiesty posted Shock G a couple of months ago, and now Shock G is dead. Is that a coincidence? So go ahead.
Right. That is very much so a coincidence.
That's no autopsy yet of what caused his death.
See, that's the thing about it. These people die and they never tell you why they die until months later. The DMX death, all of this stuff, the Black Rob death, the things that are questionable are lined up with gematria. If you know gematria, you will understand that there is a number system that they go by. Whatever they say his death is not what his death is. But they haven't released that, I believe. They haven't released his cause of death.
Mm.
Because I'm just, I was actually shocked when I heard. I'm like, it just came out of nowhere. Like, now Shock G too?
I felt it was going to be someone, you know, but I didn't figure it would be him, though.
Yeah, I called it months ago. If you follow Gematria, you pretty much can know who's marked for death, because in the game, death is a sport to the secret crown bloodlines. There's these crown bloodlines on the planet. You heard of the 13 Illuminati families. And the word Illuminati is very laughable. That's a very laughable word. When you really get deep into the metaphysics, that's just a cold word. But there's these crown bloodline families, and they installed something in America called the Jesuits. The Jesuits run our government. It is the reason why the God that is associated most with this country is Jesus. God. And it goes back. Yes, it goes to the Knights of Templar. It goes back deep, deep into the Hospitallers in the Christendom. The history of Christ wasn't a man. It was a race of people, which is the melanated race. And they've known this from the start. They just have to make something called mythoposis out of the story of Christ. Mythoposis is creating a fabrication of a mythology that's made up on the fly. They're making a mythology out of the death of black people in general. But the hip-hop arena is a altar for sacrifice, for ritual now. And to be honest, a lot of these people, they have about identities. There's something called the David Dobrik mask, where they figured out a technology of how to make a synthetic mask, but it's not synthetic to a sense of putting on movie mask, you know, some type of makeup. It literally makes you look like another person. Yes, and that's what's going on right now.
I saw a man rob the bank, and they thought it was a black man, and it was actually a white man, and he had this whole mask get up, and it looked just like a guy that got arrested for a crime that he never even committed. Of course, they found out who really committed the bank robbery, and this white man was wearing a black man's face, and it was like one of those Hollywood theatrical masks. It was a little creepy.
Yeah, I heard him. Go ahead. I was going to say, I heard about what you are describing to me, actually, but I never had studied it. I only heard of it, you know, just by the way I feel about the way of the days of life. By example, DMX passed on the day that, you know, I had a single that came out and hit the media, basically. So I did not know it was like a title for it. You know, it's just something I felt through instincts. And I heard of the Kambala, but I only heard of it as, you know, to be a tribe, you know, that my bloodline came from. I only knew about certain things. I didn't get the whole picture.
You were talking about the Kambala?
Yeah. I didn't get the whole, only knew that it's a tribe, and it's 3-7-1. So I was going to ask the question, would you... describe to me of the info that you know of the Kambala tribe and their abilities of power that ties into the universe of the numbers where you were explaining.
Well, the Kambala, okay, so we have to understand the difference between metaphysics, esotericism, and mythology. The tribe will pertain to a mythology. The mythologies is just telling a story of the beginning of how the Christ energy rises in black people. The sun rises, just like when you see the chakras, the sun rises in the same way in your body, which is your soul. Yeah. Kabbalah is a description. Kabbalah is used to be called, there's a goddess in Roman mythology called Cybele, and her name used to be Kybala. But the ka in the ba The ka is the spirit. The ba is the soul. The la is the feminine. So it's telling you that the feminine energy is the integral part of how the spirit and soul relates to matter. The basis is that the melanated race is a feminine race, not duality. The feminine energy is something that has been suppressed throughout the ages. And that's why in the Abrahamic religions, there's a male that resides over everything. You know, God doesn't even have a mother. In actuality, they don't tell you that Yahweh has a wife named Asherah. And in mythology, Asherah is the ash tree, and ash tree is also pertaining to melanin. The ash is the carbonic unit. The carbon unit is of the universe. So the Kabbalah teaches, yes, sir, the Kabbalah teaches of how this substance rises and becomes a facet of what is the power of creation. God's power is creation, and the Kabbalah shows how God's power assembles through these spears, which becomes chakras in our body. That's the Kabbalah. Mm.
Now, is Asherah actually the mother goddess of the Kabbalah, which you just explained?
No. See, there all of the goddesses. Isis is called she who has many names. They have many names, but the difference in mythology, her name changes. In the Kabbalah, her name is Sophia. Her name changes to Sophia, is where you get the word sophisticated from. In Hebrew, her name is Asherah. In Kemet, her name is Aset.
Right.
In Greece, her name is Athena. So I can go on and on, even go into the Native American, her name is Ishel, or Queen Mu. It's her name here. So she has unlimited names. To the different people, to the different mythology, the different language. But there's not just one mother goddess. She has many names.
Well, speaking of another post that I wanted to bring to light, when you spoke of cloning and you said, did Megan Thee Stallion just admit that she was a clone? Can you elaborate on cloning and that post that you had talked about?
Yes. Basically, Megan Thee Stallion showed herself in a deprivation tank, which is quintessential to the Montauk Project that happened out of New Jersey. They figured out how to clone black during the 1970s when they first discovered the word melanin in Sumerian. There is a mantle of radiance that covers the body called Malamu. That the Enuma Elish said the 11 gods of chaos. The mother goddess in Sumeria is called Tiamat, so you get the word Mayat from.
Right.
She has these 11 children of chaos. And understand all of this mythology is how they develop cloning, because they won't tell you that the pale race are the first clones.
Right.
And let's just say that this is revenge and what's happening right now. Cloning started in the 1940s. In Germany, Adolf Hitler issued Nazi experimentation into a program called HEFIA, Human Fertilization and Embryology Authority, HFEA. And there was a report back in 2007 where they found the first evidence of cloning. In the report, they talk about chimeras, which is another word for cloning, because a chimera is a mixture of several animals, which is the miscegenation of what happened in Patmos and in the Caucasus Mountains, was a miscegenation of a kind. In the report, there was a discussion about the ethical use of embryos in laboratories. The first clones, children of Lebensborn, the Nazi SS program devised to propagate Aryan traits into another person.
Right.
They were singled out women with blonde hair and blue eyes. They had to have the right racial characteristics and
mm-hmm.
prove that they had no genetic disorders. And they also had to prove the identity of their father to meet the criteria. In this
right.
Lebensborn place, 6,000 to 8,000 people were born in these clinics, these cloning clinics, between 1936 to 1945. And because of the program's secrecy, most were not told decades to the circumstances of their births, the identities of their fathers, which were not recorded on the birth certificate, so it wouldn't be proven true in the future. The movie you need to get is called The Boys in Brazil. Have y'all seen that movie?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, I hope your listeners will look into The Boys in Brazil.
I'm definitely going to watch that.
Absolutely. The latest cloning movie is called Elizabeth Harvest on Netflix. Excellent movie on cloning. But cloning is in everything. I can name 100 movies that got cloning in it. But
especially the movie called The Island. Have you ever seen that movie?
Yes, that one as well, too. Yes, we discussed that on my conference call, The Island, yes.
I like that movie.
Talking about Patmos Island. Patmos Island.
I heard it for, I heard it for another, someone was explaining it to me back in 2013, and he had this blue book now. He was explaining to me the original natural cloning, which something would have to do. He said they went in the cave. Or they went in the pyramid. And what they found, they thought it was just a natural person, but they didn't find basically the remains of a clone that wasn't laboratory made. It was made through genetics.
Genetic splicing. The cave
yes.
was the laboratory. And the central cave there was called Mazandarand. You could get it in a book called Dirt by Terrence McLaughlin. Where when they lived in these caves, it used to get cold, and they would have to take their feces, smear it in the cracks of the cave to keep the cold air out. But the first thing that came out, the first thing that came out was Bigfoot, a Sasquatch.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say.
Well, if you look into the Star Wars series, you will see Chewbacca is that Sasquatch.
Correct. That is true. Well, you know what? We are going to take a really quick break, and we'll be right back after we play another Digital Underground. Do what you like.
Together and have a few laughs and do what we like. And since you came here, you gotta show and prove and do that dance until it don't move. Do what you like. Sometimes I bite.
Now if you're hungry, get yourself something to eat. And if you're dirty, then go take a bath. Mess up the line. Nope, sometimes I don't ride. Help yourself to a cracker with a spread of cheddar cheese. Have a neck bone. You don't have to say please. Eat what you like. Yo, smell how you like.
Everybody do what you like. Do what you like. Yo, do what you like. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you like to do, talk how you like. Now just act a fool. It's okay if you drool, cause everybody's gonna strip and jump in the pool and do what we like. And do what we like.
Homegirls, for once, forget you got class. See a guy you like? Just grab him in the biscuit. And do what you like.
Now red, white, tan, black, yellow, or brown. It really doesn't matter, we could all get down and do what we like. And do what we like. From a pink-skinned Yankee to a blue-black southerner, ditch digger or governor, just do what you like. Look how you like. That's the Sonic to jazz for the hip-hop fan. And since we're not your average everyday rap band, you're piano man. Play how you like.
Don't you know we're getting busy? We can't be corrected. Jason has to be deaf. I say what I like. Like I said, sometimes we bite. Even though you don't think it's right. Yo, I like to bite. Just having fun, y'all. And if you think it is wrong, you got to admit it's a new type of song.
Do what you like. Yeah, do what you like. Yo, go where you like.
Go where you like.
Yo, do who you like. All right, here we go, y'all. Do what you like. Talk how you like. Drink what you like. Grab who you like. Feel what you like. Eat what you like. Scratch where you like. Itch if you like. Go where you like, kid.
Being played at your station, we will provide the following time for you to announce your station identification. Radio stations may begin your fade here. For those that would like help, we will start your fade for you.
God is peace, serving role, you lost.
All right, we're back.
Welcome back to the show.
All right, Mr. Osaru, you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. So we were discussing Sasquatch and Star Wars, so we're going to pick up with that before we take a few callers. So did you want to elaborate more on Sasquatch, a.k.a. Bigfoot, and do you feel like there's any lurking around to this day?
No one's in that. I also find, I just did a little research. I find a photo that the first Sasquatch is actually, with, well, I call it an Anu sapien, but it was the very first one was in Africa, you know, right next to Egypt. I was wondering if you have any details on that, too, as well.
Yes. They were called the Order of Hatshepsut for science, for me to explain these different incarnations of melanated people that came forth, because not everyone possessed the soul that came out of Atlantis. And the ones who didn't, they were made by a separate deity to actually create a humanoid body for that particular deity so it could follow the Syrians into the first physical bodies. They would follow them into the pale bodies. And their job is to distract us. Their whole job is to throw us off and get us into materialism, which they have done, but it's a alchemical working.
Right.
Yes, they have done it, and it's a purpose for it. So, yes, they were called, and you'll find the Sasquatch. You also find Yeti. Yeti also is another form of theirs. But they have something called a microcephalic DNA, which connects them to the rhesus gene.
Right.
And the reason why the disproportion of smell, they have something called apocrine gland. You can look it up, apocrine, which is a canine gland. And you'll hear them say it smells like wet dogs. It's an apocrine gland. It's an apocrine gland. We don't possess that because we don't have microcephalic genetics. We don't have an attachment to this genetic gene splicing that these black magicians did in Patmos Island. What happened, they took a group of, what would you call it, the very light of black people. I keep forgetting the name of them, but they took a group of them.
Albinos?
And albinos. That's what I was trying to find. Albinoid albinos. They took a group of them out of Kemet, because in the Bible they will say that there were people in Kemet that had leprosy. The leprosy they were speaking of was albinos. That was the leprosy. And why did the albinos come forth? We stopped having sex at the top of the seventh chakra, and we began to have sex only with the three chakras. So we stopped practicing tantric sex, and we just started basically the F word. And that was a lower behavior pattern that only brought entities from the three lower worlds of the chakras instead of the highest, where we will bring a god down from the duat, which is the black dot, the pyromidian, is the top in the brain, which is the pineal gland. We will bring a god down. That's why Imhotep built the first step pyramid, and they even deified his mother because Imhotep was the first to perform brain surgery and heart surgery. These were gods that we will bring down from these higher planes, but we stopped doing that, and when we stopped, the albinos started to incarnate, the archons. And these albinos was used for gene splicing into the microcephalic DNA, which becomes the first clones. Now they have learned through the technology that we use to create in those laboratories in the caves. They've learned optogenetic cloning, biocryptography cloning, somatic cloning, which you will see in Elizabeth Harvest. That's somatic cloning. And finally, you have mononuclear reproduction. So those are the four types of cloning. But yes.
Okay, we are definitely going to have to do another show break all these four different types of cloning.
I only knew one of them, but not all four.
Yeah, I didn't know all four. I didn't even know that there was that many.
And last one is the one I only knew of.
The mononuclear?
Said. Yeah, I only knew of that one.
That's very interesting. Yeah. So we will definitely have to have more time on the show to elaborate and get into that. But why don't we take a few callers and see if anybody has any questions or wants to promote their music.
Caller in number one.
313-556.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hey, how you guys doing?
Good day.
We're good. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's Cheryl Shannon, aka Sunshine Murray. Cheryl, well, for mayor. Thanks for inviting me to call in.
No problem.
You're welcome.
So how do you like the show?
It's called in. I didn't hear very much, but I'm pretty sure the show is awesome. What is there a topic for today?
Yeah, we're talking about gematria and we're talking about cloning.
Wow. That's pretty deep. What was some key points that was mentioned thus far?
Well, we'll ask our special guest to maybe just give you a short synopsis of how many different clones there are.
It'll be very difficult. But if you are a conscious sister, you can tell the clones, because a clone doesn't want to hear nothing conscious. They're basically completely material in their base root chakra, and they're incapable of moving out of that chakra because they don't have a soul.
I was always wondering, could you tell a clone maybe by their face, also by shape? What is it called? Shape lifting or shape? What is the proper terminology for that?
Shape shifting, I think.
The whole shape shifting thing. I'm sorry, I'm getting feedback.
Okay.
Can y'all hear me?
Is it from me? Yeah.
No, it's fine now. The shape-shifting thing is a big myth. There is no people that can shape-shift. And if there is people that shape-shift, it would have been a known commodity on film by now. I mean, if we can so-called get a fake moon landing, we can't get a real shape-shifting event. That is something to talk about, how these people, they wear something called the David. It's a synthetic mask that these celebrities put on. They have like five identities, and they're like five different people, and you don't know. And that's the reptilian or shapeshifter. It's not literal. We get things literal because they try to make us into some type of idiots, like Marvel characters are running around shapeshifting and stuff like that. It's more occult. Occult means hidden knowledge, hidden from society, hidden to priests and priestesses who know the high sciences.
Oh, okay. Because I see a lot of that when I'm in Los Angeles, because, you know, I am a member of the Church of Scientology from Los Angeles. And so I'm a member as a community member where we get things like that and be a part of, you know, the church is wide open to all cultures or whatever. But I was just wondering, because I've noticed some of the well-known actors or per se people in the entertainment business, I'm just looking at their face and I'm seeing stuff moving around. But would you say that Wendy is a clone now or what?
Most of these people are clones. I would have to ask you, did you have to sign a billion-dollar contract to be a part of the Church of Scientology?
No. They were actually begging me to be a part of the Church of Scientology. Like, they were just constantly, and I told them that there was a Church of Scientology in Detroit, but they're the same organization, but Los Angeles, I'm watching what I say because I'm friends with some of the directors there, but they asked me to be a part because of other reasons, to bring more cultural events there while we're in Los Angeles. So, you know, we do festivals there, music events, open the church up. No, so they're asking me now for a membership, to renew my membership. I paid a small membership fee, and that was about it. But as far as the Dianetics books and all of the classes and everything, they basically offered all of that to me for free.
Oh.
Okay, I will tell you, sister, be very, very careful in what you're involved in.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
because I know the history of Scientology and who you're involved with.
And I'm going to say this to you. I don't have a spirit of fear, and I don't have a spirit of intimidity about anyone. And when I'm at the Church of Scientology, we're clear that I'm here to do festivals, music. You know, we just have the community come in as far as the study, I studied a little bit about the Dianetics and stuff like that. But I really appreciate what you're saying, and I receive what you're saying, and I am careful, you know. But I'm just there to give a community. So I know about the practice. I know about the teachings and stuff, but, you know, I'm not totally, you know, involved with everything, you know, so. But they're just like any church. If you're around, they will try to get you to read, come to the classes, understand the practice, and stuff like that.
Basically, she's on the beach level. She's not in the water with them, like in the deep end water with them.
Mm-hmm.
She's staying on the beach.
Well, I appreciate you calling in. That's very interesting fact. You know, you learn something new every day. Did you want to drop your social media link?
Oh, for having me. And I will call in again. And this is a great topic. Well, you can if I'll drop my website. It's Cheryl Webb, Mayor Detroit. .com and my social media is Electoral Web for Mayor Detroit, and my personal social media is Cheryl Shana. And I just wanted to just talk about the DET Awards. It's coming in June, June the 19th. You can come just DET Awards on Facebook if anyone wants to come out. We're going to be at Core Park for 3 days, and then on Father's Day, we rented out the old Tiger Stadium to have a Father's Day event. So everybody is welcome.
Okay. And make sure you follow the Inner Awakening radio show. We're on Instagram and Facebook. And send me a message. I'd like to talk to you some more.
Yes, I would like to talk to you more. Thank you. Thank you, Goddess, for allowing me to come on the show. Thank you, everyone.
No problem. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. Squeeze in one more caller.
254-799.
Peace. My name is Lord Honest God of Law, a.k.a. Grand God from the Future Chamber, Hell Keto. You know what I mean? Also representing the Squad Dance Clan from my hometown, P-Town, which is Plumber, North Carolina, Washington County. And I just want to spit a little bars. I ain't going to keep y'all that long. I'm just going to spit these bars out. There's some new bars right here. Check it. It's the I Unit Grand Guard Ripper, the Hell Keto Squad, the Supreme Squad, the Clansman. But I Unit Official Chambers Clansman. It's the I Unit Grand Guard Ripper, the Hell Keto Squad, the Supreme Squad, the Clansman. More bars, more lines, and bars. Rhymes and skill, they're the great war talents. That's real ill script, this with all war talents. Drop it to the bronze on fate, drop it for bucket, the width of the Hell Keto clan, to my squad, that's clan. It's the I Need the Grand Guard, with the Hell Keto squad, the discipline squad, that's clansman. I Need the Defense of the Chambers clansman. Fire your rhymes with more bars, more lines and skill, they're the great war talents. That's real ill script, this with all war talents. Drop it to the bronze on fate, drop it. This is the grand master flow up at the hip hop and the lyrically. I create, spit lyrically. Sun, moon, fire, star, spit, lyrically, fire, create by a lyrical fire, flow for God, behold, but my whole squad, man, I need the fruits of chamber, hell, can't do we bang y'all. Also, we'll be hanging y'all, snake rappers, violate y'all net, my rhymes in the tat, there we just go way too high, when we come in for your copy, the rapper, the copy, the cat, speak rhymes here, y'all, down to the rhyme this week, all of y'all wax, so start all of that hard talking, and I'm back out of my P-Town, thugging and bugging, and we have Keto the squad, that's clear. We barely did in your fake Kennedy rap flow. Squad that's clean, hell Keto clams. We is true to liver hip hop in this clan. Smith, peace to the Wu Tang clan, the boot camp, carry S one, big daddy king, Kumo D, MPMD, Mar D, and rest to my fam power. Resting the power to my fam, probably GP forever. These the only MCs I listen to and learn how to be. I created to be original, not to be on the original. Courageous to focus this MC. Manifest, spit out. I need to fight the water to put fate. Rappers bite it back to the earth. Six feet under the earth, then create earthquake to put in the field over the art of the water. This war, all the into y'all snake. Not to relate to the around of y'all style. That's why they y'all we and your graphic writers, writers. My verse been taken, said like a body wax, cause you can't try to body me. Call the grand guard out, this wall is over to the underground house, like the underground rebel, lift up with the black, brown, red, yellow, original nation of the bull, the Numinati secret society.
All right.
Good verse.
I like that.
We're going into
you got time to squeeze in one caller? We got 5 minutes left of the show.
Caller number three.
Hey, 818-217, you are.
Yes, sir. How you doing today? This is Ivan Cousin.
How you doing?
Hello.
Fantastic. Fabulous. Just enjoying Miami. Been following this show for a while. And
okay.
I really like what you guys are doing, you know? And,
appreciate it.
Yeah, just to tell you briefly about myself. I'm a professional musician and an author as well.
Okay.
And also an apologist, you know. Now, basically, I've been doing music since I was 16 years old. I grew up in Africa, Europe, and obviously I'm from Boston. Shout out to Boston, Green City, Sin City. I moved to California, and briefly, my highlight of my career was that I worked with George Lucas. You remember George Lucas, the Star Wars dude?
Yeah.
I helped him create a patent called Blockbird Technology. It was kind of secret back in the day, 2006. Basically, TVs, you remember the grandpa TVs were analog, you know? Those old
right.
TVs, so yeah, we moved to the plasma. He was a sharp dude. He went over to Congress and came up with that analogy, that technology to make it like a flat screen, you know.
Right.
So I helped him write the code, and I worked for THX for a while. It was spectacular. Paramount Studios had a great time. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. You know, I have a long biography and history, but,
that's amazing.
You know, I have. Yeah, I have 4 books. You can, one of them is called Positive Thinker. It's out on Amazon worldwide, and albums are there, music videos are there. So just follow me, really. That's all in a nutshell. Isaac Jazzin, you know, ISAACJAZZIN. I repeat that the last time. ISAACJAZZIN. And I'm unfortunately, I was wilding out too much in California. No drugs,
oh,
nothing
okay.
like that, no trouble. But my kidney went out, and I appeal to everyone, take good care of your health. Because right now, I'm on dialysis. If you don't know what dialysis is, they clean your blood 3 times a week on a machine. It's not easy. Thank God I can walk. I used to be in a wheelchair. But, yeah, I'm great, and I'm very appreciative. But I love your show.
I appreciate it.
We're going to continue networking, and thanks to you guys. I know you'll be playing my music.
Definitely.
And
thank you for calling into the show.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we'll hear from you next time.
All right. Bless you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that will be our last caller.
All right. So back to our special guest, I just wanted to thank you for coming on to the show today. We are definitely going to have to do a part two of this interview. We have so much stuff to cover, especially regarding cloning. 1 hour is just not enough. But can you drop your social media links?
Absolutely. They can find me at Ani Osaru on Facebook. On Instagram, they can find me at the_spiritualshaderoomtogether. And if they want further information on cloning, you can follow the Star Tribe at www.patreon.com/the_spiritualshaderoom and sign up at Cannabis Academy.
Perfect. Well, we definitely want to appreciate you for come on the Inner Awakening show.
Yeah.
And we wanted to give a shout out to Blackout Radio. And of course, we are going to play one last Shock G song. And we leave you with Kiss Me Back by Shock G of Digital Underground.
All right, let's go.
Shimmy, shimmy, Coco Pop.
Yeah, shimmy, shimmy, Coco Pop.
Shimmy, shimmy, Coco Pop.
Shimmy, shimmy, Coco Pop.
We chocolate crossover.
Yeah, we chocolate crossover.
See me, Coco, might go
I'm Coco, cow, and I might go pop. Now it's about time that I clear this. So pardon me, man, but I'd like for you to hear this. If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back. You see,
I feel real good inside, and it's just from your nearness. There's no need for you to fear this. Kiss me, I'll kiss you back. Mm-hmm.
Well, you look kinda cute to me. I think we can achieve this. Plus you act like you need this. Kiss me and I'll kiss you back. Yeah, real fly. Money deep, not buying it. Quit denying it, you're better off trying it. Freak me, girl, and I'll freak you back.
Through any kind of weather, will me and you forever stay together? Well, I just don't know, but I tell you what though. If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
Kiss you back.
And I guess you wanna know if I'm gonna be around. I ain't sure, but I tell you what I do know. If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
Kiss you back.
Alright, let's do this.
If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
Yeah, kiss me and I'll kiss you back.
If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
You with it? Cause if you with it, I'm with it. Yo.
If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
Yeah.
Just kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
I'll kiss you back.
I'll kiss you back.
Now I'm hoping that you hear me.